们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典啊，让我们可以在安息圣日啊，再一次的继续在教会一起来敬拜神，来享受神的安息。
Thank God Jesus for His grace that on the Holy Sabbath day we can gather in His church to enjoy His rest。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考耶稣基督这么大的救恩。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, that I begin my study with everyone regarding the great salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们在读希伯来书的时候，他一直在强调耶稣基督他所在世上所做的工作。
In the book of Hebrews, it emphasizes the work of Lord Jesus in this world.
他一直在比较在基督里面一切都是更美的、更好的。
It makes a comparison that in Lord Jesus Christ, everything is better, is more beautiful.
那在这卷书里面他非常详细的说明了耶稣基督的救恩是怎么完成的。
In this particular book, it also in detail describes how Lord Jesus completed the salvation.
我们如果来看一节经文，请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
我们从这节经文来进入主耶稣基督的救恩。
And from this verse, we'll now look into the salvation of Lord Jesus.
希伯来书第二章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?
第四节
Verse 4,
神又按自己的旨意，用神机奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
In verse 4, God also bear witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will.
第三节他这里提到说我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎么能陶醉呢？
In verse 3 it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们知道希伯来书他是对已经信主的有旧约背景的犹太人信徒所写的信。
And we know that book of Hebrews is the audience is to the Jews in the Old Testament.
在一开头的时候，你看不出来这是一封信。
In the beginning, you cannot tell that this is a letter.
好像他在论一个很严肃的道理。
It seems that it's talking about a very serious theology, a topic.
但是到最后的时候，越看，他像一封信在写给这些已经信耶稣的人。
But as you read on, it became more clear that it's a letter written to those who already believed.
这也是为什么希伯来书有很大的争议，不知道作者是谁。
And this is why there's a great controversy regarding who the author of the book is.
我们如果看第十三章。
If you look at chapter 13.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
从第二十节开始，这是他最后的结尾。
And from verse 20 on is a conclusion of this book.
他就说，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远，阿们。
Verse 20, now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will,working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
22节说，弟兄们，我略略写信给你们，望你们听我劝勉的话。
Verse 22, and I appeal to you, brethren, bear with a word of exhortation, for I have written to you a few words.
23节说，你们该知道，我们的弟兄提摩太已经释放了，他若快来，我必同他去见你们。
Verse 23, know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly.
从这一段你就 看出来，这希伯来书呢，它其实也是一封信的。
And from these passages, you can also tell that book of Hebrew is also a letter.
那时候，看起来这作者跟提摩太这位年轻的传道人应该也是同工，也是关系很密切。
And from this, you can tell that the author of this book should be a co-worker of Timothy, and they have a very close relationship.
那当时候提摩太也为了福音的缘故应该是被关了。
At the time, Timothy, for the sake of the salvation, was also imprisoned.
那表示说，当时候他们信仰受到一个很大的逼迫。
And this tells us that at the time they're facing a great persecution regards to their faith.
啊，那到底是谁写的这封信？一直都是一个争论。
And it's a great controversy as to who was the author of this book.
但是不管他是谁。
But doesn't matter who he was.
那最终的作者一定是天上的神。
The most important, ultimate author should be God in heaven.
他写的这封书信来证实耶稣基督真的是神旨意所定的救主。
He wrote this letter to prove that Jesus Christ is the is a savior that's been predestined by God.
就是这是神救恩计划最终实现的一个成果。
This is the final conclusion or the salvation of God come to fruition.
那这个救恩的计划从古时候就一直在讲了。
And this salvation plan of God has been described since the ancient time.
那现在耶稣基督来了。
And now Lord Jesus comes.
他为了人流血，他的流血是凭着神的约。
And for the sake of men, he shed his blood, and he shed his blood by the covenant.
然后他像是这做牧人一样的来引导他属他的人。
He was guiding the people that belonged to him as if he was a shepherd.
那他提到说这位神他可以让我们在各样的善事上完全。
And it says that this God, he can make us complete in every good work.
那我们可以遵行天父的旨意。
And we can do his will.
能够在我们的生命当中呢行神所喜悦的事。
And that in our lives we can do things that are pleasing to him.
所以希伯来书其实一封信。
So the book of Hebrews should be a book, a letter.
非常完整的论述耶稣基督的救恩。
It's a very complete letter describing the salvation of Jesus Christ.
同时他也比较旧约跟新约的差别。
And it also draws a comparison between the Old and the New Testament.
在耶稣里面这个救恩都是新的，一切都变成新的了。
And in Jesus, the salvation and everything else becomes new.
好，所以二章的第三节。
So in chapter 2, verse 3.
他现在就提到说在劝勉所有信主的人要很重视这个救恩。
And now this passage is exhorting all those believing Lord Jesus to pay attention to the salvation.
这个救恩是主亲自讲的。
And it says this salvation is spoken by the Lord.
然后后来是听见的人给我们证实，就是这些使徒主的门徒，后来他们就来证实这样一个主所设立的救恩呢。
And it was confirmed to us by those who heard him, meaning the apostles. They confirmed the salvation.
所以在这个救恩的传扬过程当中呢，神又按照他的旨意，以他的时间来彰显能力，用神迹奇事圣灵来印证真理。
And in God's time, He used various miracles and wonders to prove the truth.
那所以让每一个领受人都能够很确实的知道主。神是爱我们的。
So everyone who received the salvation can truly understand that God truly loves us.
他体恤我们的软弱。
That he understands our weaknesses.
他要亲自来拯救我们脱离罪恶。
And he wants to come in this world to deliver us from sins.
他要让我们活在一个新的生命里，丰盛的生命。
He wants us to live a new abundant life.
所以这个是主亲自讲的救恩。
So this is the salvation spoken by the Lord.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因为信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 8. Whom having not seen you love,Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with love inexpressible and full of glory.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
第十节说，论到这个救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知，早已详细地寻求考察。
In verse 10, of the salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that will come to you.
第十一节说，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难， 后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎么样的时候。
In verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified before him the suffering of Christ and the glories what would follow.
所以而且他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Verse 12, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were administering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
你看这是也是一样，彼得他在写信给信徒的时候，他所提出的耶稣的救恩。
And this is mentioned by Peter as he wrote the letter to the believers regarding Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣在世上短暂的时间，他就被钉十字架，死了之后复活升天了。
In a short period of time, the Lord Jesus was in this world. He was crucified on the cross, resurrected, and ascended to heaven.
升天之后，就没有人有机会再看到肉身显现的耶稣了。
After his ascension, nobody can see him in flesh.
但是借着这些使徒们继续传讲的耶稣的救恩呢，很多人就生出信心。
Through the salvation that's declared by the apostles, many people have also developed their faith.
很多人的生命因为耶稣改变了。
Many people's lives were changed because of Jesus.
他们内心就充满喜乐。
And their hearts were filled with joy.
然后他说最重要的就是得到灵魂的救恩。
And most importantly, they receive the salvation of their souls.
也就是说，我们将来能够永生的盼望。
In other words, that means that in the future we will have the hope of eternal life.
所以我们在肉体在世上的这个肉体的生命结束之后，我们有一个灵魂永远的救恩，就是天上天国。
And after we finish our life in this world within this flesh, that we will have hope of eternal life, which is life in heaven.
哦，所以这个生命结束之后，我们还有一个属灵的生命是永恒的，在天国里面。
After this life is over, we will have an eternal life in spirit in heaven.
那我们要去查考，然后要去领受这样子永远的救恩。
So we have to study and search this eternal salvation.
那第十节他特别提到说，哎，这个救恩呢，是他说预先说你们要得恩典的众先知已经详细考察过的。
In verse 10 tells us that of the salvation the prophets have inquired and carefully searched.
哦，所以这个救恩是要带来恩典的。
And so this salvation will bring us grace.
是事先就已经由众先知来预告让众人可以等候可以期待的。
It had been prophesied by the prophets and for us to wait for.
哦，所以希伯来书第一章一开头的时候就说神在古时候就曾经屡次多方的借着众先知来预告这个要降恩典的这位救主。
And in Hebrews chapter 1 in the beginning it says God at various times in various ways have spoken to everyone regarding our Savior.
那时候这些众先知他们在预告这个神的救恩的时候，其实是因为在他们的心里有神的灵在感动他们所写下的信息。
When the prophets were declaring the salvation of God, it was because the Spirit was moving in their hearts, so they wrote down this message.
所以第一章彼得前书一章的十一节，他就一直在讲说，当时候他们就预先看到了基督要受苦难。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 11, it said that they already indicated beforehand the suffering of Christ.
然后后来他要得荣耀。
And the glories that will follow.
所以我们看那个在诗篇里面他就预告主耶稣受苦的那个情景，写得非常的生动。
And in the book of Psalms, you can see how vivid the way they describe the crucifixion of Christ.
诗篇二十二篇称作耶稣基督被钉十字架的诗篇。
And in Psalm chapter 22, this is a piece of psalm that's is called the crucifixion of Christ.
就是弥赛亚受苦的诗篇呢。
And that is a suffering of Messiah.
那他所描述的情景，真的就是一一的应验在耶稣的身上。
And every detail that's described in this psalm has been fulfilled in Christ.
所以这个主耶稣受苦是什么时候是怎么样受苦的都已经被预告过的。
And at what time Lord Jesus will be suffering and how he will suffer was already prophesied.
那时候你看这些众先知得启示就把这样一个信息传给众人让大家可以期待。
when the prophets were inspired and these messages were revealed to them, they told everyone so people can wait for this.
他说他传信息的人, 他说不是为自己, 是为你们, 这是为这些听的以后世代的人。
And the people, the prophets that were prophesying was not for themselves, but for people of this time.
那现在从天上, 他说从天上差来的圣灵, 传福音给你们的人, 靠圣灵在传福音的人, 现在也在不断地重述, 这样耶稣的救恩。
And those who are preaching the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, they're also preaching the same salvation.
那这个救恩, 他说, 甚至连天使都很愿意来详细查看, 是怎么一回事的。
And this salvation plan, even the angels desire to look into.
因为这个救恩呢, 是特别为人准备的, 不是为天使的。
Because the salvation plan was prepared for men, not for angels.
哦, 所以希伯来书, 第2章的第16节说,
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16,
他说神, 他并没有要救天使。
And it says that God was not, did not give aid to angels.
他要救的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And he does give aid to the seed of Abraham.
所以你看, 一样, 天使也犯罪了。
Even angels sinned.
他离开了神的荣耀。
The angel left the 没有, glory of God.
没有资格在神面前继续服侍。
So he no longer is qualified to serve before God.
从天上属灵的坠落了。
And he had fallen from the heaven.
但是神并没有一个计划说要去救天使。
But yet God did not make a plan to save that angel.
但是人被受造的时候,
But when men were created,
神把他放在伊甸园里,
God placed men in Garden of Eden.
然后称他做儿子。
And God called him his son.
现在这个儿子也犯罪堕落了。
And now the son also have sinned and fallen.
但是神就特别准备一个计划要救人。
But yet God made a special plan to save him.
所以在神眼中, 人的价值高过天使。
So in the eyes of God, the value of men is superior to angels.
所以你看, 你看, 这个众先知一直预告这个神要拯救人的计划。
All the prophets continue to prophesy regarding the salvation plan of God.
这个计划, 这个救恩, 甚至连天使都很愿意来知道说为什么神要这样子拯救, 这么爱, 是, 哇,神真的是太奇妙。
Even the angels desire to look into the salvation plan, how God loved men so much.
那所以我们要详细的查考这个救恩。
So we need to study the salvation plan very carefully.
其实我们在读圣经的每一卷的时候, 他都会提到耶稣的救恩的。
In every book that we read in the Bible, it mentions the salvation plan of God.
只是在希伯来书里面哦, 他从各种不同的角度里面去证明, 这一位救主真的是要全心全力的去爱他，去依靠他。
But in the book of Hebrews, from different angles, is encouraging us to believe in this Lord and to love Him.
因为他不是远在天边，好像跟我们没有关系的。
Because He's not a God that is far from us, has nothing to do with us.
他就是好像跟我们一样，过同样日子。
He is just like us, living everyday life.
我们今天所经历的每一个痛苦。 耶稣基督都经过,他都了解。
Lord Jesus has suffered everything that we are suffering and he understands us.
他并不是高高坐在天上,只是出一张嘴巴说,哎,你们怎样怎样就可以了,不是的。
He is not a God that sits high in heaven, only moving his lips to tell us what to do.
有些人说,多么有爱心,或者是说,会可怜人,只是出一张嘴巴而已。
And for some people, they only do lip service, telling us how to love people or have sympathy.
就像古时候,皇帝看到百姓在没有饭吃的时候, 他也觉得很可怜啊，哇，那肚子饿啊，那为什么不吃肉呢？
And just like the emperors in the ancient time, when they see people in poverty have nothing to eat, they only sympathize, telling them, "How come you don't go eat meat?"
这些他的国民没有饭吃，他说这么可怜啊，那肚子饿，那就去吃肉啊，吃牛肉，吃鸡肉吧。
When he sees his people suffering, having nothing to eat, then all he would say is, why don't they go eat chicken or go eat some meat?
没有想想看为什么百姓会没饭吃啊。
They don't think about what's the reason that his people have nothing to eat.
所以出一张嘴巴爱人很容易啊。
Because it's easy to do lip service saying how easy to love people.
但是主耶稣不是这样子。
But this is not how our Lord Jesus is.
我们今天在世上所经历的每一个痛苦, 耶稣基督都经过。
And today, Lord Jesus has suffered everything that we are going through.
其实, 他所经过的我们都没有经历过。
The truth is we have not suffered everything he has gone through.
这个救恩是耶稣基督亲自讲的。
And the salvation plan was spoken by Lord Jesus himself.
其实是主耶稣他自己用他的生命来换取的。
And this is a plan that Lord Jesus redeemed with his own life.
你看真的主耶稣基督他从出生到结束他的整个生命没有一个人跟他一样的他最特别。
And for Lord Jesus, from his, the time that he was born to the time that he died, no one else is like him. He's very special.
想想真的是这样子啊。
If you think about it, isn't it the truth?
我们今天哪一个人出生的时候说是真的是出生在马槽的？
And which one of us were born in the manger?
就好像说出生在垃圾堆了。
It's just like saying that you were born in the trash can.
可能有啦，可能如果那个 homeless 刚好不小心怀孕生产的时候，来不及送医院，可能就在路边生了。
Perhaps it is possible for a homeless woman to give birth in a dumpster if she couldn't make it to the hospital.
好了，就算有人也是这么可怜的，在这个很恶劣的环境生下来了。
Let's say that it was possible for somebody to be born in such a dirty or difficult environment.
但是生下来之后。有人会追杀他吗？
But after that person is born, who will persecute him?
有人会说一直要想要想办法要拿他的生命吗？
And who would be trying to kill him his whole life? Nobody.
真的没有人说我们今天生下来说国王下令要追杀我们呢、啊？ And、我们的父母亲说赶快逃命哦。
None of us were born being persecuted by the king, and our parents are trying to save us.
可是主耶稣出生的时候是希律王下令所有全国之力要去。找出这个孩子，杀他。
But when Lord Jesus was born, King Herod had gave a decree for the whole nation to look for him and try to kill him.
我们每一个人出生的时候，你看抱回家，你看每一个人都来恭喜啊，然后来抱抱啊，哇，好可爱，每个人都很爱啊。
And every one of us, when we are born, when our parents took us home, people come and congratulate them. People hold us, and they think we're very cute.
在众人的客户当中成长的不是
that we grew up under the care of everybody.
但是主耶稣他出生的时候，他一出生的时候就是面临生命的危机的。
But as soon as Jesus was born, he was facing the danger.
只好逃命逃到埃及去嘛。
So he had to escape to Egypt.
所以你看他回来的时候
，So when he returned,
回到去住在一个很普通的地方。
And he returned to live in a very ordinary place.
他去活在一个木匠的家庭里面。
And he lived in the home of a carpenter.
众人都觉得一样的，没有什么特别。
He was very ordinary, nothing special.
你看，光是看到他的从出生开始就已经跟众人不同了。
But from his birth, you can tell that he was different from others.
所以，主耶稣基督他亲自来设立这个救恩。
So Lord Jesus himself came to establish the salvation.
他真的就是神的旨意，在很久很久以前的时候就已经预定要出现的人。
And he was a person that had been predestined to appear by God a long time ago.
那他一出来传福音的时候，就是一个震撼。
When he came to preach his gospel, he was a great shock to everyone.
你看，耶稣基督他讲他传福音的时候，一开头的时候就是要人认罪悔改。
As Jesus began to preach the gospel, the first thing he did was ask people to admit to their sins.
你看马太福音第四章，马太福音第四章一开头的时候就是说。天国近了，你们要悔改。
In Matthew chapter 4, Lord Jesus said that heaven is near, so repent.
讲那个话，就很多人听了就很不舒服了。
And that made a lot of people uncomfortable.
如果今天我们有人听到主耶稣这样讲，一定有人更多反弹。
And today, if somebody hear Lord Jesus say this, of course they will react.
我意思是说，如果是现在这个环境，主耶稣真的出现在我们当中，然后开头都这样讲的话，很多人一定会很有意见的。
And I believe if Lord Jesus appears in front of us today, telling us the same thing, I believe a lot of people will have different opinions.
这么没有礼貌。
They will say how rude is that?
一开头就要人家悔改，也没有去查清楚，查清楚你到底犯哪里犯罪。
That without finding out exactly what kind of sin that we have committed, you tell us to repent.
但是他的这个信息就好像一声很响的雷声，让众人震惊。
But this message is like a great thunder to people, retelling them to repent.
然后之后呢，他就说了很
And then after
很直接的
that, he directly told them.
他说，所以这个救恩主耶稣说，你若没有从水和圣灵重生，不能够进神的国。
He said that without being born from the water and the Spirit, you cannot go into the kingdom of God.
所以约翰福音第三章
And that's in Book of John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3.
这个救恩是主耶稣亲自讲的
And this salvation is spoken by Lord Jesus himself.
他就说第三章第五节
Chapter 3 verse 5
我实在告诉你们他说人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能够进神的国
Lord Jesus answered Most assuredly I say to you Unless one is born of water and the spirit He cannot enter the kingdom of God
所以要从水和圣灵重生
So you have to be born of the water and the spirit
这个本身他就加进去的这个重生是怎么意义要怎么做
And included in thatIs the what exactly is the meaning of being reborn, and how do you achieve that?
所以主耶稣呢，他在传讲救恩的时候，他就一层一层的把他所讲的这个信息 把它讲得越来越明白了。
And as Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he delved into this in detail.
他一开头的时候，他就说：“这个天国近了，你们要悔改。”
In the beginning, he simply said, "Heaven is near, so repent."
天国近了，表示人可以领受这个天国嘛。
And so heaven is near means that we can receive this heaven.
所以让人看到有一个盼望，有一个属灵的国度会出现。
That allows men to see that hope that heaven is drawing near.
但是要领受，要真的有这个盼望的，前提就是要先悔改。
But in order to receive and have this hope, the first thing is you have to repent.
那悔改意思就是说，我们要承认自己，我们是罪人。
To repent means that first you have to admit that you are a sinner.
就是要让我们每一个人从自己的内心里面去想想看，说其实我们有哪一个人真的是可以完全良心没有亏欠的。
So from the bottom of heart, we need to examine ourselves, which one of us has a clear conscience.
我们多少人其实，在人面前是好像很啊，很非常的有把握，但是在暗地里面，事实上是心里面很自责的。
And how many of us that in front of people seems that we're very assured of ourselves, but when we are alone, we are very insecure.
因为这就是神把人的良心放在每一个人心里的，就是人都有一个感觉是说，其实我们自己做错事，每个人心里自己都明白的。
Because God has placed a conscience in our hearts, so we know when we have done something wrong.
所以我们没有一个人是义人的。
So none of us is righteous.
我们扪心自问，我们什么时候没有说过谎话
？And let's ask ourselves, have we ever lied?
什么时候没有做一些不该做的事
？When have we not done things that we are not supposed to?
从小到大一定有的。
And when we're little to now, we all have.
所以主耶稣说要悔改。
That's why Lord Jesus says to repent.
然后接下去要来就近这个神的国。
Then we need to come close to this kingdom of God.
接下来他说要怎么样进去，要怎么得到。
Then he tells us how to go into it, how to obtain it.
也就是说要从水和圣灵重生。
In other words, we need to be born of the water and the Spirit.
也就是说要领受洗礼。
That means we need to receive the water baptism.
这叫赦罪的洗。
This is a baptism of remission of sin.
耶稣基督他自己做榜样，他自己亲自去洗礼。
Lord Jesus set example, he himself was baptized.
所以主耶稣接受了施洗约翰的洗礼。
That's why Lord Jesus received the baptism from John the Baptist.
不是因为他有罪，而是为了要尽诸般的义。
It was not because he was a sinner, but rather to fulfill all kinds of righteousness.
因为这个就是神借着先知，从古时候一直在揭开的这个神救恩的这个内容跟步骤。
Because this is through the prophet, the salvation plan have unfolded.
在旧约的时代就已经有这个一个影子在了。
In the Old Testament, this already existed as a shadow.
他们那个时候在旧约的时代要除去这个污秽，就是要用清水洁净的。
In the Old Testament, in order to remove their filth, they have to remove it with water.
那这个清水的水的洁净只能够除去肉体的污秽。
But the water can only remove the physical filth.
但是主耶稣讲了这个洗礼是要除去人灵魂的罪。
But the water baptism mentioned by Lord Jesus is to remove the sin of our hearts.
所以洗礼是赦罪的洗，是要除去我们罪的罪这个属灵的。
That's why this water baptism is to remove our sin, our spiritual sins.
为了要除罪，就一定要有圣灵的工做工。
In order to remove the sin, remission of sin, we need the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以有圣灵的工作，这个洗礼才有功效。
With the work of the Holy Spirit, this baptism becomes effective.
那我们洗礼之后，接下去要领受应许的圣灵。
After we receive the baptism, we will receive the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们的生命就不断的更新。
Then our lives will continue to be renewed.
所以借着水和圣灵重生，就是我们可以在身份上被神称义，成为神的儿子。
To be born of the water and the Spirit, that we can, our status will change and will become son of God.
那接下来呢，我们就借着圣灵的更新，领受应许的圣灵，我们生命不断的成长，越来越像耶稣。
Then to follow after we see the promised Spirit with the renewal of the Spirit, our lives also will be renewed.
那我们那个旧的人就过去了，就已经死了。
Then the old man will pass; it will be dead.
在耶稣里面就是新的生命，重生的。
In Jesus Christ, we will have a new life.
所以我们每一个人这个生命就是为耶稣活着。
Then every one of us, our lives, we're living for Christ.
因为接下来是耶稣的生命在我们的身上。
Because it is Lord Jesus' lives living in us.
耶稣亲自讲了。
Lord Jesus said himself.
然后接下来 这个使徒呢，他就开始传，继续传正，去传扬耶稣讲的话。
Then the apostles continue to preach the what is spoken by Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督行神迹。
How Lord Jesus performed miracles.
去印证他就是生命的主。
In order to confirm that he is the Lord of life.
所以他叫死人复活。
That he resurrect people from the dead.
主耶稣基督他可以叫这个风浪平静。
Lord Jesus can calm the waves.
证明他就是这个天地的主，这个世界是他创造的。
And that proves that he is the Lord of the earth and the world was created by him.
他自己来告诉所有神的民应该要怎么样守安息。
And he himself taught the people of God how to observe the holy Sabbath.
因为他自己就是安息日的主。
Because he himself is a Lord of Sabbath.
所以你看他行神迹去印证他所讲的话。
As you can see, he performed various miracles to confirm what he said.
然后他讲的信息就是生命啊，就是真理。
The message spoken by him is life, is truth.
所以主耶稣基督他的这些作为，透过他的使徒，啊，让更多人知道了。
Lord Jesus works through the message of the apostles, allow more people to come to know him.
我们今天也是因着看了圣经以后，我们才知道耶稣基督这个救恩。
Today, after we read the Bible, we now understand the salvation of Lord Jesus.
这个救恩呢，事实上是有神迹奇事来印证的。
And this salvation was also confirmed by various wonders and miracles.
那又有圣灵的恩赐。
It also has a gift of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，当我们领受这个真的救恩的时候，我们会一定会领受这个主所应许的圣灵。
In other words, after we receive this true salvation, we also will receive the promised Spirit.
你看主耶稣基督哦，他在他的整个救恩的完成，在希伯来书里面讲得非常的清楚。
And the entire salvation plan and how it was completed was very detailedly described in Book of Hebrews.
他其实是真的是为了要完成，他要先流血，他要流血的。
In order to complete the salvation, he has to shed his blood first.
希伯来书九章的第二十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 22.
九章二十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 22.
按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
22. And according to the law, almost all things were purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
所以主耶稣他要亲自流血来洁净我们。
That's why Lord Jesus had to shed his blood to purify us.
所以你看，借着水和圣灵重生，这个重生的过程当中，又有耶稣宝血的功用才行。
We have to be born of the water and the Spirit. In this renewal, we have to have the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他在希伯来书里面，我们就看到他就成为那个祭物，就是真的是赎罪的羔羊，流血来解决我们的罪。
In the book of Hebrews, we can see that Lord Jesus himself became the sacrifice. He was the atoning sacrifice that shed his own blood.
他是自己愿意把自己献上的哦。
He was willingly sacrificed and offered himself.
所以九章的第十四节说，基督借着永远的灵把自己无瑕无疵的献给神，他的血要能够要洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑，使我们能够侍奉永生的神。第十四节，九章十四节。
Chapter 9, verse 14. Now much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
所以主耶稣基督他亲自流血，他成为一个祭物。流血之后，那我们就可以得洁净，我们的良心的亏欠就可以被除去了。
Lord Jesus himself became the sacrifice. He shed his blood so that our conscience can be clear that we can serve God.
我们过去所犯的罪，在主耶稣基督救赎的这个工作里面就被赦免了。
All the sins that we have committed in the past were remitted in the salvation plan of God.
然后我们就可以来侍奉这个永生的神。
Then we can serve this living God.
所以我们可以真的跟神亲近了。
Then we can truly draw close to God.
所以主耶稣基督他亲自流血这个动作，真的叫做爱的展现。
And Lord Jesus himself, how he shed his own blood, this is a manifestation of love.
今天如果没有爱，谁会愿意牺牲生命呢？
Today, without love, who will be willing to lose his life?
但是如果有爱，这个牺牲就会觉得说是值得的。
But with love, the sacrifice becomes worthy.
你看，所以有些人哦，他很热爱国家，他所以他去当兵的时候，他愿意为这个国家牺牲生命。
Some love their country so much that they're willing to serve in the military and lose their life for the sake of their patriotism.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他说他要为美国牺牲生命。
We have a brother say that he's willing to die for the U.S.
就是说他很爱这个国家。
That means that he loves this country so much that he want to go into the military.
上去这个护卫这个美国的荣耀。
That he wants to serve in the military, go on the battlefield to protect his country.
所以他说，他上战场万一战死了没有关系。
So he said that if he died on the battlefield, that will be okay.
因为他对这个国家有热情有爱。
Because he has love for this country.
但是你看，这个就是看到那个爱的动力了。
So from here you can see the power of love.
主耶稣基督，他真的是为了爱我们哦，他把他自己献上了。
Lord Jesus offered himself up because he loved us.
我们每一个人的生命价值都有限的。
And all of for all of us, the value of our life is what limited.
耶稣基督的生命是这么样的宝贵的。
How precious is the life of Lord Jesus Christ?
因为他是没有罪的，唯一的没有罪的。
Because he is the only person who is without sin.
然后呢，他为我们献上了。
But yet he offered himself for us.
就成就了永远的救恩。
Then he fulfilled the eternal salvation plan.
他的流的血，实际上这个救恩，为了让我们打开一条路。
He shed his blood for us to open a way for us.
所以希伯来书第十章。
In Hebrews chapter 10,
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
耶稣基督，我们因为耶稣基督的血，可以坦然进到神面前至圣所。
Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
那第二十节说，借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
所以主耶稣基督。他流出他的血，为我们打开一条新的路。
Lord Jesus shed His blood for us to open a new way for us.
以前的人要进到神面前，到至圣所，那是不可能的。
For people in the ancient time, it was impossible for them to go into the holiest place.
只有大祭司一年一次进去。
Only the great priest is allowed to go into the holy of holies once a year.
是为了要赎罪的。
Just so they can redeem sin.
不能够。什么时候想到说我来去跟神讲话，我就进到至圣所里面去，跪在耶柜面前。
They cannot just go into the holiest place whenever they want just to talk to God.
没有办法的。
It was not possible.
就算你有心也不能做。
Even if you wanted to, it was not allowed.
顶多只能够把祭物拿到会幕那边去而已。
The most you can do is bring the sacrifice to the tent.
因为那个时候人的罪是一个很大的阻隔障碍。
Because at the time, the sin of all men was a great obstacle before God.
救恩的时候还没有到的时候，人就是没有办法亲近神的。
Before the salvation came, man was not allowed to draw close to God.
因为当亚当犯罪的时候，那时候这个罪已经把人跟神阻隔了。
Because when Adam sinned, the sin had already separated men from God.
这已经是一个事实，没有人有办法去解决的。
It was a fact; nobody can change that.
所以那个时候，你看旧约时代，神用的这个献祭的制度，让人去。每一年想起自己的罪来。
In the Old Testament, God used the sacrifice to remind people of their sin once a year.
那时候，你看人不能够进到世人的宝座前。
At the time, people cannot go before the throne of mercy.
等到耶稣来了以后
，After Lord Jesus came,
他打破他的身体
，He broke his body.
他流出他的宝血
，He shed his blood.
他的宝血就铺了一条新的路
，And his precious blood laid an open way for us.
这条流血的路一直铺到。神的宝座面前的。
And that this way that's been laid by blood led directly to the throne of God.
然后进到至圣所，到施恩宝座前。
That into the holiest place right before the mercy throne.
这是一条又新又活的路。
This is a new and a living way.
过去人没有的。
That has never been done in the past.
又活表示是活泼有功效的。
Living means that is new, is life, is effective.
这一条路真的是。能够带来生命的。
And this way can truly bring us life. 哦，
我们有时候人会常常走很多所谓的我们认为对的正路。
And we often walk on the path that we think is righteous.
但是就是像箴言说的，那条路最后是死亡。
And just like what's mentioned in the book of Proverbs, that way often leads to death.
但是耶稣基督所打开的这条新的路、活的路是引到永生的。
But this new way that's beenOpened by Lord Jesus will lead us to eternal life.
他说这条路要通过这个幔子，就是在人跟人这个圣所、至圣所中间有一个幔子。
And this way will go through veil. That's a veil between men and the holiest place.
这个幔子在耶稣基督钉十字架，他 说救恩成的时候，这个幔子就裂开了。
And this is the very veil that was broken when Lord Jesus crucified himself on the cross and said that it is finished.
那这个幔子，希伯来书说就是他的身体。
And in the book of Hebrew, it says that this veil is his flesh.
就是当耶稣被扎的时候。
That is when Jesus was pierced.
他被钉十字架，身体受苦。
When he was crucified, he suffered for us.
他被扎。
When he was pierced.
他说救恩成的时候。这个时候幔子裂开了。
When he said that this is finished, this veil broke.
这个幔子就是他的身体，就是耶稣基督，他亲自为我们打破他的身体。
And this veil is Lord Jesus, his flesh. He broke his flesh for us.
这条路就通了，通到神面前来。
And that this path then through the veil, led directly to God.
所以耶稣基督他亲自为我们完成救恩。
So Lord Jesus himself completed the salvation for us.
引导每一个人能够进到神面前来。
And he has led every one of us right before God.
所以我们今天你看我们非常很幸福的。
So today all of us are very blessed.
任何什么事情我们跪下来祷告就好像跪在施恩座前。
With any need, we can kneel down and pray as if we're kneeling down before the mercy throne.
那我们有什么样的需要我们有病痛我们有困难我们可以求神来帮我们解决。
Any difficulties, any illnesses, any problems we have, we can kneel before God, ask God to help us.
我们如果真的带着一个信心来到神面前，就能够体验神迹奇事。
If we come before God with faith, then we can experience wonders and miracles.
那我们相信的人，哎，我们凭着信心跟主耶稣祷告，就得圣灵。
For those of us who believe, we can pray to God and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这个救恩是用神迹奇事跟圣灵的名声来印证的。
And so the salvation plan has been confirmed by wonders and miracles in the Spirit of God.
你看在希伯来书第二章啊。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第四节这里。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
神按自己的旨意按自己的旨意然后让神迹奇事然后圣灵降临来做见证。
That God, according to his own will, used all signs and wonders and miracles as his confirmation.
这里强调说是神的旨意哦。
And here it says is God's will.
所以神迹奇事不能够是用我们可以平心一求，但是最终还是要照神的旨意来成就的。
With regards to signs and wonders, we can ask for it with faith, but the most important thing is that it had to be according to God's will.
求圣灵也是这样子。
Same with praying for the Holy Spirit.
其实圣灵是神应许要给我们的。
Holy Spirit is promised by God.
我们如果平心一求。
If we pray with faith,
我们愿意顺服神，顺服真理。
And we're willing to be submissive to God, to the Holy Spirit.
照着圣经里面所告诉我们的这个方法来祈求。
And we pray according to the ways that's described in the Bible.
这个就是按照神的旨意的。
And this is what it means by following God's will.
那我们就等候神，我们就是没有失落心，求神来赏赐我们圣灵。
Then we don't lose faith and continue to ask God to give us the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是要成为一种见证。
And this itself will become a witness.
我们今天不管求圣灵求多久，
doesn't matter how long you've been praying for the Spirit.
一定最后都能够成为美好的见证。
At the end, it will always become a beautiful testimony.
所以有人求20年，有人求30年。
Some pray for 20 years, some 30 years.
有人第一次祷告就得圣灵。
Some receive the Holy Spirit the first time that they prayed.
有人可能求了10年。
Some pray for 10 years.
每个人都不一样。
Everybody is different.
但是最终我们都能够得到这个圣灵的明证，印证耶稣是活着。
But at the end, we will all receive this proof that Lord Jesus is living.
那让我们相信我们所信的这个真理是真的是主耶稣基督的得救的真理。
And it will help us believe that this gospel salvation is the truth of Lord Jesus.
我们今天这么大的救恩，其实需要有体验呢。
So today, this great salvation requires experience.
我们弟兄姐妹其实。我们每个家庭基本上都会领受主的恩典。
And for all the brothers and sisters in every family here, we've all received the grace of God.
小弟最近在看教会过去的历史。
And recently, I'm reviewing the history of church.
读到了那个我们巴林国教会陈阳尊长老他的见证。
And I came across the testimony of Elder Chen in Garden Grove Church.
陈长老他在福建莆田那个地方是做生意的有钱人。
And Elder Chen was a very wealthy businessman in Fujian province.
那时候他的太太生孩子之后生病了。
And his wife at the time became sick after she gave birth.
非常病得很严重都没有办法起床的。
And she was so sick that she couldn't even get out of bed.
我想陈长老的很多见证我们弟兄姐妹 很多人都听过，都很熟悉的。
I believe that a lot of brothers and sisters have heard Elder Chen's testimonies. They're very familiar.
他的家来信主真的是一个奇迹。
And for his whole family to come to believe in the Lord, it was a great miracle.
他们那时候受洗的时候，全家33个一起受洗。
And when they were baptized, the entire family of 33 people were baptized at once.
就来教会了。
The entire family started coming to church.
那当时候，他们对真耶稣教会所传的这些道理也是有点抗拒，不愿意相信，觉得说怎么有可能呢？
And in the beginning, they were very resistant to the truth preached by True Jesus Church. They thought it was not possible.
他自己看到他自己的妻子躺在床上奄奄一息，快要死了。
But when he saw his own wife laying in bed, almost dying.
虽然有钱也没办法救他，没办法。
Even with the money he had, he couldn't save her.
那怎么办
？What could he do?
刚好听到有那个福音传到他们那地方去了。
And he heard the gospel that preached to that area.
就是请那个教会的执事来为他祷告。
So he asked a deacon at church to come and pray for her.
是因为有人介绍，然后他觉得最后一条路就试试看吧。
Because somebody introduced the truth to him, he thought this is a last option.
结果那个执事来了。
When the deacon came,
看到他说你吃药，要现在你吃那么多药了，他说要来靠耶稣，首先把这个药先不要吃啊。
The deacon said that you have taken, she has eaten so many medications. If you want to rely on Lord Jesus, first thing is to stop all the medications.
我先告诉你，耶稣就是最好的医生了。
And let me tell you that Lord Jesus is the best doctor.
要先对他有信心。
You have to first have faith in him.
所以这个药先不要吃。
So stop eating all the medications.
然后不然等一下耶稣如果医好你说那个是吃药的结果，那这个就冤枉了。
Otherwise, if Lord Jesus healed her, you would say that it is because all the medications, then all this was for nothing.
要求要先有信心。
So first, the deacon asked him to have faith.
要不要吃的嘛，
to stop taking the medicine.
那就来祷告。
Then just start praying.
要靠耶稣就是靠祷告。
If you want to rely on your Lord Jesus, you have to pray.
要体验神迹就是靠祷告。
If you want to experience miracle, you have to pray.
好，就说我来为他祷告。
So they started praying for her.
按照他的方法，按照这个执事的方法说，先请去拿一杯水来给这个病人喝一下。
And according to the deacon's request, then first they gave her some water.
那我们这位长老非常不愿意，这个喝那个水，喝生水不行啊，病人不能够喝了。
Our elder Chen was very resistant at first. He thought that for a sick person should not just drink tap water.
既然只是这样讲了，他就只好去拿很少的水来给他妻子喝喝看。
But since this was requested by the deacon, so he brought just a very small amount of tap water for her.
看到那么少的水，就知道没有什么信心的了。
But when the deacon saw how little the water he brought, he realized that he didn't have much faith.
但是反正喝了就来祷告了。
But after she drank it, they began to pray.
一祷告，那一晚上第一次，他说他的太太能够从开始睡到隔天完全这样子非常好的睡眠。他说很久没有看过这样的恩典了。
After that first prayer, that was the first night in a long time that his wife was able to sleep all night, and that has not happened for a long time.
早上起来的时候就精神变好了。
That in the morning when she woke up, she was very energized.
马上看到这个祷告的功效。
And he immediately saw the effectiveness of the prayer.
就再继续去请这位执事来，请今天再继续为我们祷告。
Then he continued to ask this deacon to come and pray for them.
我们执事来了一样，再去拿水来给他喝一下吧。
And the deacon came and again asked him to give her some water.
这一次我们这位长老拿给他的水就比较多一点了。
And this time the elder brought a little bit more water.
所以每次水就越来越多。
And every single time, he brought more and more water to her.
就是喝一杯水啦。
And again, she just drank some water.
然后就为她祷告。
Then they begin to drink.
弟兄姐妹，当时候也有人去为她一起祷告。
There are some brothers and sisters at the time also help pray for them.
这样子连续七天。
Then they did this for 7 days consecutively.
我们这位长老的妻子的病就好了。
Then this elder's wife, her illness was completely healed.
体验了这个神迹之后。
After they experienced this wonderful wonder.
就要求受洗，33个家人一起受洗。
They request to be baptized, all 33 of them.
受洗完回来，就要领圣餐。
And after they came back from the baptism, they received the Holy Communion.
领圣餐之后就要祷告。
After they received the Holy Communion, they prayed.
当然，我们受洗回来的时候就有洗脚礼是一定的了哈。
And of course, after the baptism, first there's the foot washing.
然后之后就领圣餐了。
Then they received the Holy Communion.
他们那一次祷告，洗礼完回来那次祷告。
And the prayer that they had after the water baptism.
他们祷告真的是圣灵充满。
And they were prayed and filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们已经体验到那个神的神迹医治了。
Because they already experienced God's miracle and His healing.
就生出信心了。
Then they had great faith.
那当时候要一起祷告。
At the time, they were praying together.
这是到求圣灵了。
And everybody was praying for the Holy Spirit.
教会很多弟兄姐妹都领受圣灵。
In many brothers and sisters in church have received the Holy Spirit.
那一次祷告到真的是地大震动。
And that particular prayer, they prayed to the point that the floor was shaking.
在使徒行传第四章。
In Book of Acts, chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4
就记载一次使徒他们的祷告
It records a prayer by the apostles
四章的三十一节
Chapter 4 verse 31
祷告完了聚会的地方就震动他们就都被圣灵充满放胆讲论神的道
31 when they had prayed the place they were assembled together was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit
这个祷告完之后地震动了
After they finished praying the earth was shaken
结果他们那一次祷告的时候我们他们这是1930年的时候。
And this is 1930 after they prayed.
祷告完的时候，真的是地震动。有一位信徒哦，震到他怕房子塌下来，赶快逃出去了。
And with that prayer, the floor was shaken so much that one member ran out because he thought that the whole building would collapse.
这个其实就是真的就是圣灵在做工了。
This is actually the work of Holy Spirit.
那时候表示众人祷告真的是很非常的圣灵充满。
And that means that in that particular prayer, everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那一次祷告，16个得圣灵。
And during that prayer, 16 received the Holy Spirit.
真的就是圣灵在做工的。
And it was truly Holy Spirit working.
印证所信的真理。
To prove the truth that they believed.
这个救恩真的是把人引到神面前来。
And that this salvation truly has led them before God.
改变了整个家族的生命。
And it has changed the life of the entire family.
不但救了这个病人。
Not only this person was healed,
让整个家族离开了这个罪恶的束缚，离开黑暗的国度，进入光明的国度里。
But has led the entire family out of the darkness and entered into light.
我们看到成长的很多的这些后代子孙都在教会里面。
And we see that many descendants of Elder Chen are still in church.
他在福建的那个地方啊，他原来住的那个地方奉献成为教会。
And in Fujian province where he lived,
因为后来迁到台湾来的。
He dedicated and to become a church because he immigrated to Taiwan.
因为他感受到主耶稣基督的爱。
Because he has experienced the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督当他这么大的救恩。
And this great salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
真的是改变了我们很多弟兄姐妹，我们整个人的生命。
And has also changed the lives of many brothers and sisters.
那我们一起来领受主这个爱。
So let us all receive this love of Christ.
来经历主奇妙的恩典。
And let us all experience the great wonders and miracles of God.
遵照主的吩咐不断的来宣扬这救恩
and let us continue to proclaim the salvation of God according to his instruction
引导更多人来领受主这个奇妙的恩典
and we can lead more people to know this wonderful salvation of God
我们一起来唱诗
so let us sing a hymn together
96